Jonick Petoskey is a Texas writer who spent decades documenting the Texas music scene. He's written books about Willie Nelson, Selena, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Now he's produced a documentary about Doug Somm. So Jack Morgan, tell us about Doug Somm, and why does Jonick Petoskey want to focus on him?
Well, he's just made a brand new documentary called The Sir Doug and the Genuine Texas Cosmic Groove, and it's showing on Thursday and Saturday nights at the Paramount Theater in downtown Austin on Congress Avenue. Now, Somm was a founding member of the Sir Douglas Quintet. He had a breakout hit in 1965 with She's About a Mover. He was an overnight sensation. He was touring the world with the Quintet of San Antonio musicians, including Augie Myers. Jonick has long felt that the Doug Somm story is labored in obscurity, and that's why he made the documentary.
Doug Somm is this character, and certainly musician, that's so close to my heart, and has been that way since I first heard She's About a Mover in 1965, and then when I got to meet him in 1973, seeing him in Austin, he's been part of my fabric. And I really do think that when it comes to Texas and music, this is the one person that could play all of Texas sounds and play them authentically. No one comes close. As a teenager, he lives across the field from the Eastwood Country Club, a real Chitlin Circuit joint. So he's watching, as a kid, T-Bone Walker and Gatemouth Brown and these great guitarists play. And at 16, he's the only white guy in a black and brown R&B band headed up by Spot Barnett. You can't make this stuff up.
He's right. You can't make this stuff up. He lived life very large. Now, as to why Somm's music is important to Texas. Now, before the Sir Douglas Quintet, music was kind of segregated. You know, the rock and roll was in one crowd, country music was another, conjunto music was in another, and they were in separate entities. They didn't play together. He thought that was nonsense. He liked all kinds of music, and he put that music in front of different audiences. And one of his big friends was Flaco Jimenez, who told Jonick an interesting story about Doug.
Flaco had an accordion repair shop. He tells a story about Doug always coming and bothering and bugging, "Hey, man, let's you and me play together." And Doug could play bajo sexto, which is not an easy instrument to play, but is essential to conjunto. So he proved himself to Flaco, "Hey, I can play it." And then, I mean, you know, brought Flaco to New York to record with Dr. John and Bob Dylan. And basically, Flaco got introduced to the world through that. Rain dripping out the bed of my head. Charlotte's cold today. Here I am walking
down 66. Wish she hadn't left me this way. Jonick Petoskey's documentary about Doug Somm is Sir Doug and the Genuine Texas Cosmic Groove. Jack, that sounds extremely entertaining. And I know you're talking to some other South by Southwest performers while you're in Austin. They have some deep Texas connections. Who's on your list?
Well, on Friday morning, I'm supposed to talk to Ray Benson, provided his oral surgery goes well. He had sudden oral surgery at the last moment. Hector Saldana from the Crayolas, I'm going to talk to him. And then a San Antonio band called Bright Like the Sun. A lot of interesting stuff coming your way.
Well, Jack, we'll look forward to hearing the South by Southwest stories that you're working on. And thanks for telling us about Doug Somm and his contribution to Texas music.